him will. Praise God. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We say, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, even before the world began. For you performed the mountains, Lord God, and put everything in place, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. And, Father, we will put our trust in you, Lord God. We will keep trusting you in all our days, Lord God, no matter what the circumstances are. So with that in mind, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for delivering us from all harm and danger, for keeping us in perfect peace, for giving us the love, Father God, like that agape love, oh God, that we can love one another as Christ loves the church, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God, and for strengthening them, Lord, as we continue to have these calls day by day, Father, to honor and glorify your name. Father God, we thank you for every caller on this call this morning. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, Father, that you protect them, Father, that they will keep their eyes focused on you, Father, who is the author and finisher of their faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that through it all, Father, we know that we can trust in you, Father, in every given situation, knowing, Father, that you promised that you would deliver us out of every situation. We thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's forever settled in heaven. So we ask you, Father, that you open our hearts, our minds, and our ears to hear what the Spirit has for us this day. Direct our thoughts, direct our paths, Father God, as we put our trust in you. And we be careful to give your name the glory and the praise. And devil, we serve you notice. You have no place on this call this day. And we thank you, Father, that you have placed it open, Father God, that your word will go forth prophetically in a powerful way. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you for the speaker that will deliver your word this morning, Father God. Anoint like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Good morning again, TMC family. I love you all, and we will now pass it over to our host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there this morning? Well, praise God, praise God. We are so glad to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. And again, we're tagging today, Keep Trusting in the Lord Tuesday. Keep Trusting in the Lord Tuesday. And we want to again say good morning to all of you this morning, and we're so glad that you're here this morning. Again, my name is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so grateful that you have taken the time to join us this morning. And we all want to say thank you to our first-time guests and visitors this morning. We thank God for you, and we give him all the glory that you have taken the time to share with us this morning. We give you a warm, special kingdoms greeting. We thank God for starting this call on October 2010 with two anointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call is about serving and honoring our master, and that is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to continue to invite your family and friends and loved ones and anyone that may want a word in the morning. Tell them this is a great place to come and get the word in their everyday lives. And that's, we have it every Monday through Friday. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we stand firmly on a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So if you haven't checked out our website, we have that as well. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And you'll also notice that we're on day, believe it or not, oh, I lost the count because I'm telling you, I've been blessed with our directives and being on a fast every day. So I believe it's like day 14. But anyway, we are on a corporate fast, and I tell you, it's been truly a blessing how God has delivered, how he's strengthened us, and how he's kept us through this fast. And it's not too late to join us. It's not too late to join us. So you can do so if you want to know about the directives and more information about it. What you can do is go to our website and you'll see all about it, all the detailed information. Our prayer directives are on there and what we're allowed to eat and not eat and what have you. So it's truly, truly a blessing. And if God is pressing on your heart to share the gift of greeting and ministering a word or whatever God may place on your heart to be a part of this ministry, don't hesitate. Just come on and get on board. And what you can do is send your request to our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Dr. Robin, and that's to the to our address, email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And they will get with you, and we'll get you started. I'm telling you, it's such a blessing to be on this ministry. So our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts has started her master class, and so you want more information, go to that her website, which is Pecola Roberts, and that's P-E-K-O-L-A Roberts, and get more information on to register for that master's class. Many of us are distributors with this awesome health and wellness company, which is Artist International, and we actually change lives daily with people's health and as well as their wealth. So we invite you to become a part of Artist International just by getting healthy each and every day. If you haven't heard about us, get with the person that shared this call with you, or you can get on the motivational call, which is right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And our godmother, who we call our godmother, she is a platinum president in the company. Her name is Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders are on that call as well, Monday through Fridays, right after this call, and you'll get so much information about this awesome, awesome company. And today, we definitely want to say thank you for being on the call once again, and we glorify God for all that he's doing in our lives, okay? Praise God, praise God. Also, you know, I want to share with, as far as our artist company, they are going to Las Vegas. I won't be able to make it, but praise God. We thank God for many of these distributors that are going to Las Vegas this coming weekend, and it's going to be held this Saturday. So I know it's going to be some great information that's going to be shared. And I tell you, I'm excited because we're going to come up, we're going to have new products that are coming up, and not to say that we don't have awesome products that we have already, but we really do have some, phenomenal, phenomenal products. Praise God, praise God. Now, what I'm going to do is introduce to our people we have. I know you're ready for the word, and I'm going to share with you about our wonderful, wonderful presenter this morning who's going to share the gospel with us this morning. This lady, I tell you, she's a blessed woman of God, and I could tell she is has such an anointing on her, because when she comes on, she's such soft-spoken. But I tell you, when she comes forth with the word, the anointing of God just overtakes her. And I thank God for her being a part of our team. This lady is a phenomenal lady out of Chicago, Illinois. And she has been such a blessing. She speaks prophetically. She speaks profoundly. And she gives you the word of God in such a way that you will receive and you will hear clearly what the Spirit has for you. And I tell you, I don't want to take that much time of her time, but I want to introduce to you this lady, again, out of Chicago, Illinois. She is a phenomenal lady. She is a blessed woman of God. She is an anointed woman of God. She is an appointed woman of God, and she is married, and I tell you, she has this blessing that she spreads across the country, okay? So get ready, get ready, get ready. I want to introduce to you all none other than Minister Wanda out of Chicago. Minister Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda, and thank you so much for seating the people and, hallelujah, hosting the people. I love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Take it away.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I thank God, hallelujah, first of all, for this opportunity. And I thank God for Dr. V, Dr. PK, excuse me, and I thank God for the founders of Artists International, as well as all my sisters and my brothers. Had it not been for Artists International, I would have never been able to have this opportunity. So I thank God for using my sisters, his servants, and they didn't wreck the train. Excuse me. The title is Lord, Restore Me One More Time. And I'm going to give you a little background of Joel. His name means Yahweh is God. Yahweh is God, and he was a minor prophet. The message that he was bringing declares that a deep and a sincere repentance was needed by the children of Israel for them to have, excuse me, hope and restoration. God's judgment was through a plague of the coming of the Holy Spirit upon all the flesh, which was prophesied in Joel 2:28. Peter quoted it from this passage on the day of the Pentecost, Acts 2:1-22. Excuse me. And the nations were being judged, and the full kingdom of the blessings of the Messiah was ultimately reigns in holiness. Excuse me. Restore. Restore means, number one, give back, return, to put restore means give back, return, to put or bring back into existence or use, to bring back to a formal condition or to a normal condition, to its original state, to compensate for. And I'm going to be reading some scriptures. You might want to write them down and read them later. But the first scripture is going to come from Psalms 51:12. And it reads, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. And we know that David, he needed to be restored because of what happened with him and Bathsheba. The next scripture I'm going to is Proverbs 6:31. But if he is found out, he must restore seven times what he stole. Excuse me. He must give the whole substance of his house, if necessary, to meet his fine. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. The next scripture we're going to is Jeremiah 30:17, and it reads, for I will restore health to you. Praise the Lord, and the Lord is restoring health to me. He placed me with artists, and he's also helping me to get my health together. For I will restore health to you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord, because they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no one seeks, after and for whom no one cares. And then we're going to Joel 2:25. Hallelujah, starting at the 25th verse. And it reads, "And I will restore or replace for you the years," hallelujah, "that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust," which the identity is unknown as far as the locust is concerned, "but the stripping locust and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat," the 26th verse, "in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." Hallelujah. Well, I thank and praise God because the Lord had to restore me. You know, you go through, you get saved, you come to the Lord, you excited, you encouraged, and you're running for Jesus. But when I first came to the Lord, I didn't hear about how the devil was going to come and attack me. I did not hear, nobody told me that the devil was coming. I thought once I came to the Lord that everything was going to be all right. So, it didn't happen like that. The devil attacked me through my husband. My husband said, "I'm going to leave you." He said, "You think you know all about the Lord. You think you know so much." He said, "But you don't know. Why, you don't know God. I know God." So I praise and thank God because I fell in love with Jesus. Nobody didn't tell me that my husband was going to act up once I came to the Lord. But because I fell in love with Jesus and I was determined to walk with him, I wasn't going to focus in on what he was doing. But one of the saints told me to take the scripture and stand on the unbelieving husband is sanctified through the believing wife. I stood on that scripture, and I began to witness to my husband, and I began to let him know that it's holiness of hell. I began to live the life, not continue to preach to him, but I began to live the life before him. And I praise and I thank God that the Lord brought my husband in 4 months after I came in. Well, the enemy attacked. He attacked on the left. He attacked through friends. He attacked through family members. He attacked on my job. He was attacking me on the left and on the right. He attacked me at church, which I thought you would never be attacked at church. I thought everything would be okay in church. You safe in church, but I wasn't safe in church. He attacked me in church. But because I was going after God, because the first pastor that the Lord placed me up under, he taught us how to pray. He taught us how to fast. He taught us how to go after God. So when I was going through the trials and the tribulations, I began to just praise God in the midst of the trials and the tribulations. When the devil would attack me at church, then I would just right there on the spot when the devil would use whomever it is, I would just cut a step. I would just praise God because I say, "God, I say, you know, you getting ready to bless me. Thank you, Father God. You just letting me know you're going to bless me." And I tell you, God will bless me every single time. I will praise him through the midst of the trials and the tribulations. Well, the devil began to come, as I forestated, through the families. But hallelujah, I still praise God. And I'm talking about both sides. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But I still was praising God. No matter what, I was still praising him. I still had my joy. I was determined not to let that devil have my joy. But hallelujah, how many of us know sometimes those trials are fiery. And I didn't know about those fiery trials. I didn't know, hallelujah, that that devil wasn't going to stop really attacking me. I didn't really know some things. But I tell you, I praise and thank God that in spite of everything that I had gone through, hallelujah, I was yet trying to hold on to the Lord. But I must admit, the time came where that fiery trial came, and I was not able to continue to seek God like I was doing before. You know, that relationship that I had with him, the relationship with just spending that quiet time with him, just loving on him, just seeking him, reading his word, praying, doing what I was supposed to do. But it got to the point I start drawing back. I start slowing down. I start not reading my word like I should sometimes. Not praying like I should sometimes. Little did I know that I was drying up. But I tell you, I just kept, sometimes all I would say is, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. That's all I could say. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I need you. And I get up. I might go and pull one of my spiritual cards and read the verse and stand on that scripture and go through the day. But sometimes I didn't read at all. I didn't pray at all like I should pray. But I tell you, God is a good God because I kept trusting and believing, though. Lord, you're going to bring me out. Lord, you're going to help me. And I just kept saying, Lord, if you just restore me back to where I was and take me higher. I said, Lord, I won't turn back. I won't fail you, Lord. I keep striving. I keep going for you, Lord. I sell out for you. I said, Lord, do it for me one more time. Just one more time. And I praise and thank God I kept standing on the scripture. Lord, you're going to restore me. Lord, restore back the years because the devil stole some years from me. But guess what? Hallelujah. The thief is caught now. The Lord said when you catch that thief, he got to restore sevenfold. So the devil got to restore back to me. He got to restore back my marriage. He got to restore back my children. He got to restore back the family members, hallelujah, on both sides. He got to restore back those friends that God want back in my life. Those that he don't want back in my life, I don't want them back in my life either. But those that he have chose to be in my life, they're going to be in my life. I thank and I praise God because he restoring me back to where I was. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because, ha, ye korobosha, when you, hallelujah, have lost that relationship with the Lord, when you used to that relationship with him, when you used to falling in love with him, when you used to walking and talking with him, glory be to God, and you lose that, you just don't feel yourself. You're not at yourself. But God, hallelujah, he restored me. He restored me back. And sometimes, you know, we need some help. Sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. Sometimes we need somebody to just come and help us along the way. Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you today. The Lord used Dr. B. The Lord used Shaw to help me to come back. He used my girlfriend to help me to come back. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God because I just kept saying, Lord, do it for me one more time. Just one more time, Lord. One more time, Jesus. And I thank and praise God. He heard my prayer. I trusted in him. And now it don't matter. It don't matter no more. What the people say about me, what the people do to me, for them who love the Lord. But I thank and I praise God because I thought I was messed up. And sometimes, you know, we wear a mask and we think we okay, but we not. And sometimes God uses people to see where you are. So I praise and I thank God because he used a couple of friends of mine to see where I was. And so I repented. I changed the way I was going. And I began to surrender to the Lord. I let go and I let God. He has total reign. It's not about where I want to go. It's not about what I want to do. It's about going after him. I thank God because he blessed me to fast again. Hallelujah. To get into his word. And I praise him. I praise him. I praise him for another chance. Hallelujah. I ran. I didn't want to do what he wanted me to do. But you know you can run, but you sure can't add. So now God says he's restoring me. Hallelujah. I was disobedient, but now, hallelujah, I'm obedient. I am willing, and I'm going to obey the Lord. And I tell you, we've been having a good time. I love you all. God bless you all. And continue, hallelujah, to let go and let God and know that it's not, I thought it was happiness was in my husband. It's not in my husband. I love my husband. He loved me. But happiness is in Jesus. Happiness is in surrendering all to the Lord. So I bless the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. I love you all. May God continue to bless y'all richly. In the hands of Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a profound prophetic word this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda Walker from Chicago, Illinois. I told you, TMC family, I told you that anointing was always shows up. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Minister Wanda, I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And we will say of the Lord, you are our refuge, our fortress, our God. And in you, we will trust. Because, Lord, we come to realize that nobody can restore like you, Father. We thank you, Father, for restoring this TMC family in such a mighty way. We thank you, Father, that you restored Minister Wanda, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, her loved ones. We thank you for restoring everything that pertains to them, Lord God. And we're asking you, Father, that you pour back into her as she poured to us this morning, oh God, that you give her a double portion like never before, Father. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God, for using her as your minister to speak to us to realize that we are restored because of you, Father God, in any given situation. And Lord, this morning we are lifting up all those that are sick and shut in. We thank you, Father, for restoring Joni. And we thank you for restoring Marie Preston's mother, Lord God. We thank you for restoring those that are sick, Lord God, that are shut in, and those that are in nursing homes, even the elder, Lord God, that may be cold this morning. We thank you for restoring, Lord God, and keeping them warm, Father God. We thank you, Father, for those that are all the leaders in this country, Lord God, the leaders that are ministers and pastors, Father God, evangelists. Father God, we thank you for restoring them as they pour to your people, Lord God. We thank you for restoring these your people that are listening to your word, Father God. They may be going through some situations only you know about, Father God, but nobody can restore like you. And we thank you, Father, because your word told us when we call on you, you will answer, and then you will show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We thank you, Father God, that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that you instill in each and every one of them, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for blessing your people with perfect peace, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up the bereaved families all over the world, Lord God, Garcias, and Lord God, you know them all, Father God, the people that have lost their loved ones Day by day, Father, people are going home to be with you, Father God, but we come to realize that we're celebrating their lives, Lord God, because you have placed them on this earth to give an impact, Father, that we can remember, and they left a legacy, Father God, that we can carry on to our children and children's children. We thank you, Lord God, for all these people. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to bless them and keep them in all their ways. Father God, use us. Use us as your people this day as we go forth, realizing that we're being restored. We're walking in the newness of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, again, I know you want to hear this message once more and again with such an anointing about restoration. And to hear that, the number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the motivational call is going into progress right now, so you can go to it. That number is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. We look forward to you being on the call again tomorrow for another powerful word. Minister Wanda, would you come back and close us out with a benediction?
Yes, thank you. Forgive me for going over. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your people, Father. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. Thank you for restoring wherever they need to be restored in. May it be finances, family, friends, health, whatever, Lord, do it for them in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Have a blessed and prosperous day. Bye now.